Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Radio Catskill. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight we'll be spending a little time with Yola Tango, Bob Dylan, and a pair of brothers from London who formed a band during the Merseybeat and early British invasion movements that eventually morphed into a genre-hopping experimental studio band that helped define their era. But before we get to all that, we're going to start in Sweden with the artist Fever Ray and their track When I Grow Up.
Last night I drew a funny man with dark eyes and a hate. Summer and the next year's snow.
Kinks with the song Strangers, closing out the first half of tonight's show, which started off with the Swedish artist Fever Ray and the track When I Grow Up off of their 2009 self-titled debut solo album. And before starting their solo career, Fever Ray was in a now defunct project called The Knife alongside their brother Olaf Dreyer. So we heard a couple tracks from them next. First up was Pass This On, from their 2003 album called Deep Cuts, and second was the title track from their 2006 album Silent Shout. And then it was back to Fever Ray for their cover of Here Before, which was included as a bonus track on the deluxe reissue of that 2009 solo album. So that song was written by the British folk artist Vashti Bunyan, who released a handful of singles in the mid-60s, as well as an, at the time, underappreciated solo album in 1970, called Just Another Diamond Day, which was produced by the great steward of the British folk scene, Joe Boyd, and features members of Fairport Convention and the Incredible String Band. However, after the lack of success of that record, as well as after seeing Joni Mitchell perform one time on TV and believing she could never reach her heights, Vashti decamped to Scotland and retreated entirely from the music industry. But that 1970 record was issued on CD in 2000, and it led to her reappraisal and rediscovery. and she's since come out of retirement to make two additional studio albums. And her 2005 album called Look Aftering contains the track Here Before that we heard Fivaray cover. So then we heard two of Vashti's early tracks. First up was Glowworms from Just Another Diamond Day. And second was her 1965 single called Some Things Just Stick in Your Mind, which was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and features an uncredited Jimmy Page on guitar. And that track also features the great session pianist Nicky Hopkins, who lent his playing to just about every notable British band at the time, including the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, the Who, Jeff Beck, and as we heard next, the Kinks. That's him playing on Sunny Afternoon, one of the Kinks singles from 1966. So the Kinks primarily consisted of the brothers Ray and Dave Davis, spelled like Davies, but according to Ray, it's pronounced Davis, with Ray handling most of the songwriting duties. But to close out this set, we heard Dave's song Strangers from the Kinks' long-winded 1970 album called Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1. And we'll hear one more of Dave's tracks right after this short break.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Bethel Woods Center for the Arts, presenting Paul Simon in concert on the Pavilion Stage, July 3rd. Tickets on sale now. Ticket information at bethelwoodscenter.org.
Looking for things to do? Check out Radio Catskill's community calendar. Find out what's happening or submit your own event. The community calendar at wjffradio.org.
This week on Science Friday, surprising success with a new drug to treat pancreatic cancer.
We've never had a moment quite like this, so in my opinion, it is a breakthrough moment in the history of pancreatic cancer.
Plus, looking into flow state with the bassist from Fish. It's all on Science Friday from WNYC Studios. Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Peter Gross predicted a Europe ruined by America's influence.
The next time you go to Italy, you're going to order lasagna, and it's just going to be like ranch dressing all over the place.
I'm Peter Segal. We try to influence all the foreigners here for the World Cup, plus a visit with Pavement frontman and music legend Stephen Malkmus. Join us for a tangy news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. Here's another track from the Kinks, again written by Dave Davis. This one is called Living on a Thin Line.
This way each day. Said, don't waste your words, they're just lies. I cried, she was deaf, and she worked on my face until breaking my eyes. And what else you got left? It was then that I got up to leave, but she said, don't forget. For something they get, I stood there in hope. I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come, and she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. Then she said, "Don't get cute." Stood in the dirt where everyone walked. She said, no tear. I said, your words aren't clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red and she fell on the floor. And I covered her up and then thought I'd go look through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. You took me in.
All right, that was Bob Dylan with the track Main Title Theme, parentheses, Billy, from his 1973 soundtrack album to the Sam Peckinpah film, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. And starting off the back half of the show tonight was The Kinks with Living on a Thin Line off of their 1984 album, Word of Mouth. And following that was Yo La Tengo covering the song Fancy, their contribution to the 2002 tribute album called This Is Where I Belong, The Songs of Ray Davies and The Kinks. We then heard an original Yo La Tengo track called Tonight's Episode from their 2023 album, This Stupid World. Yo La Tengo are a prolific band both with their original songs and with their covers. And so we heard one more of their covers next, and this time it was Bob Dylan's Fourth Time Around, which itself has been thought of as a near cover, a send-up, or a tribute to the Beatles' Norwegian Wood, including by John Lennon at the time when Bob played it for him. But like most things Bob, nobody knows the real story. And so to close out the show, here is one more track by Bob Dylan. And if you're not a fan of his, don't worry. This is the shortest studio track he ever released. It's from his 1970 album called New Morning, and it's called Father of Night. Okay, thanks for listening. A reminder that if you want to reach out, you can get me at connectthedots@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Radio Catskill.
Father of night, father of day, father who taketh the darkness away, father who teacheth the bird to fly, builder of rainbows up in the sky, father of loneliness and pain, father of love and father of rain. Father of day, father of night, father of black, father of white, father who built the mountain so high, who shaped the cloud or up in the sky, father of time and father of dreams, father who turneth the rivers and streams. Father of grain, father of wheat, father of cold and father of heat, father of air and father of trees, who dwells in our hearts and our memories. Father of minutes, father of days, father of whom we most solemnly praise.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from the Narrowsburg Union, where food, creativity, and small business meet in the heart of Narrowsburg. With a cafe serving weekend breakfast and lunch, locally made goods at Catskills Curated, and multiple spaces to work and gather. NarrowsburgUnion.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. Information and schedule at CalicoonTheater.com. And from listeners like you.
Wherever you go, take Radio Catskill with you. Stream your favorite shows, music, and podcasts anytime, anywhere with our new and improved app. Stay connected with local news and national headlines all in one place. You can even send us your thoughts with the Talk to Us feature, audio or video, right from your phone. No radio? No problem. Just press play. It's Radio Catskill right in your pocket. Download the app today on iPhone or Android.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, is it possible that the American Revolution wasn't really all that?
It seemed to be a parade of quite boring men talking very earnestly about liberty, battles that involve 20 people in a field somewhere in the great vastness of North American continent.
I'll talk with the host of the podcast, The Rest is History, next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.